Thanks for joining us for today's word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. The writing for today, titled Willing to Wait, was written by Marvin Williams. Waiting can be a culprit in stealing our peace. According to computer scientist Ramesh Sitaraman, few things inspire universal frustration and ire in internet users as waiting for a sluggish web browser to load. His research says that we're willing to wait an average of 2 seconds for an online video to load. After 5 seconds, the abandonment rate is about 25%. After 10 seconds, half of the users desert their efforts. We're certainly an impatient bunch. James encouraged believers in Jesus to not abandon him while they were waiting for his second coming. Christ's return would motivate them to stand firm in the face of suffering and to love and honor one another. James used the example of the farmer to make his point. Like the farmer who waited patiently for autumn and spring rains and for the land to yield its valuable crop, James encouraged believers to be patient under oppression until Jesus returned. And when he returned, he would right every wrong and bring shalom, peace. Sometimes we are tempted to forsake Jesus while we wait for him. But as we wait, let's keep watch, remain faithful, and live out his character and ways. Though we don't know when Jesus will return, let's wait patiently for him, as long as it takes. Now let's listen to the hope of God's Word. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven, or by earth, or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Now let's go to the Lord God in prayer. Jesus, we will wait patiently for you. Though the world is dark and filled with pain, suffering, injustice, and uncertainty, we will wait for you. Though we don't know the day or the time, we will wait for you. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray and patiently wait. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.